بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Previously we were discussing the ayat pertaining to spending whilst in adversity and also regarding suppressing one's anger. The ayat that we recited praises the mu'mineen, the believers, for controlling their anger and for forgiving others. These are wonderful qualities indeed. The ulama have written that if your brother makes a mistake, you should think of 70 excuses for him making that mistake. If you are still not satisfied, do not blame him but yourself for being hard-hearted and unjust, and say to yourself, your brother had 70 reasons for the mistake that he had made, but you did not accept any one of them. If your brother himself gives an excuse, then accept it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that one of the qualities of a mu'min is that if he gets angry, he soon calms down. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say that we should not get angry, but that the anger must vanish quickly. Imam Shafi rahimahullah has said that a person who does not get angry when troubled is like a donkey, whilst a person is like shaitan if his anger is not calmed down when he is troubled. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, those who control their anger and not those who do not get angry. Allah has said that when a person has the ability to give vent to his anger, but instead swallows it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him peace of mind and iman. Patience when you are helpless is easy, but real patience is when you have full power. One hadith sharif says that nothing which is swallowed is more valuable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the anger swallowed by a man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills such a person with iman. Another hadith sharif says that when a person controls his anger, although he is in power, he will be called on the day of qiyamah and in front of everyone told to choose a hoor for himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a really strong person is not the person who throws down someone else as an opponent, but rather the person who controls his own anger. A slave girl of Ali bin Hussein rahimahullah, when helping him to make wudu, dropped the water pot, injuring his face. When Ali rahimahullah looked at her angrily, she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran Sharif, والقاظمين الغيظ, those who control their anger. Ali rahimahullah immediately controlled his anger. And then she further read, والعافين عن الناس, and they are forgiving towards the people. He said to her, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you. She then concluded, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, and Allah loves those who do good. And he said, go, you are a free woman. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.